This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Conscious of and happy to be involved in what is going on around the world. This is the DJB Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's get right to the latest on the David Ortiz shooting, Jennifer. What's known? What isn't known? The fact that he's going to be okay, I guess, is the big part of the story, right?
Yeah, that seems to be what people are saying. He was shot, if you missed it, on Sunday evening in the Dominican Republic at a nightclub. He was at a discotheque, and according to reports, someone on the scene arrived on a motorcycle and shot him pretty much at point-blank range. It went through, from what they're saying, his back into his stomach. And I guess when he arrived at the hospital, he said, please don't let me die. I'm a pretty good guy. And the doctors were able to, at least at this point, it seems they were able to save him. It avoided, the bullet avoided all the organs.
Strategic
that,
organs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lose a few, because ESPN's reporting that they had to remove part of his intestines and his colon, and then he also, they had to remove his gallbladder and that his liver was damaged. So it wasn't. They said he's going to be in intensive care for the next 24 to 48 hours. So he is lucky that he will be okay. They had a four-hour. They said it was a four-hour surgery with three different specialists, or no, six-hour surgery by three different doctors. So I hope the hospitals are good there.
Me too. That's,
that's the only. That's the next
thing. The Dominican
thing to think
Republic.
About. Yeah.
Hello.
Well, his dad lives there, and his dad was unclear about what had happened originally. Now he's saying that David Ortiz is resting, but obviously this is going to be a long road for him. And according to reports, the suspect was badly injured because people in the crowd at the discotheque pulled him off of the bike and started beating the heck out of him. And he's now in the hospital, too. And there have been other arrests, whether they're connected to the shooter or whether they're connected to the people who were beating the shooter. I think that's pretty unclear right now.
You know how my mind works? You all know I have this rather strange way of thinking. Imagine what it would be like if the two of them were in the same room in the hospital recovery.
I don't think that would happen.
No. Well,
no.
In the Dominican Republic, almost anything could happen there. Well, I guess the important thing, excuse me, is that he is on the road to recovery and that he will be better. And I'll bet he'd be the first one to actually forgive this guy for whatever the reason, because that's the way he is. Jennifer, while we have you in our attention room, there's a big brush fire out in California that burned pretty much all of Six Flags, right? Is that did it survive?
No, it didn't destroy it. They just evacuated it because it was a fast-moving brush fire in the area on Sunday. It was pretty warm, and everything is very dry and very overgrown because we had a lot of rain. And so they closed down Magic Mountain and Hurricane Harbor after it broke out, and it forced hundreds of people to escape. There's a lot of smoke and ash, and there was a lot of panic and confusion because the park evacuated them. And then the fire officials said, actually, well, don't evacuate. Stay put. Hunker down. Stay in place. So park visitors didn't know what they were supposed to do. They didn't know if they were supposed to leave or not. There were people running around in bathing suits and trying to get to the parking lot. It was a 40-acre blaze, which isn't huge compared to what we've seen, thank goodness. But it was hot, dry, and windy, and this is just the first of probably the warning signs that it's going to be a bad fire season once again for us out here.
But it's in an area that's pretty populated, right?
Yes and no. Valencia and Santa Clarita, yes, are very populated. But what butts up against Magic Mountain is a lot of just mountainous areas. There's the backside of the park is right up against the mountains.
Got it. Okay. There is continuing discussion of impeachment. I saw, when did I see this? Over the weekend, I was looking at some political news. And impeachment, the focus of this fellow's writing was that impeachment, if used as a political tool, will be a disaster. Unless you really got the goods, and in this circumstance, the reference was back to Bill Clinton, but for Trump as well, any of the, if you flirt with the idea that you're going to eliminate political opponents by using this route, i.e. the Democrats get Trump out of the way, they think it is very erroneous thinking. This fellow was analyzing it here, and I think that most everybody who's got any common sense has said that, right? No matter which side of the aisle
Nancy
you're on.
Nancy Pelosi has said that, too. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but
right.
Nancy's playing down the middle. Because Nancy's saying, let's not impeach him anymore. Let's just get him out of office, and then I'll send him to jail or send him to prison. Which she's trying to appease the group of her party, her caucus, that are screaming for impeachment. You can't send someone to jail because you don't like them. You have to have evidence, and no one has produced any evidence.
Well, the Southern District of New York actually feels that they've got a pretty strong case against him, so
but that's
it won't
not what
happen
Nancy
while he's...
Yeah, and that's not what Nancy Pelosi is talking about, though.
Right, but I don't know if... I'm sure she's been briefed. I'm sure she knows whatever evidence New York has, but that won't happen while he's in the office, so... Mm-hmm. It's either going to be if he doesn't get reelected, then we'll see some charges levied at him, or he'll have to wait until the end of another term.
There are going to be no charges at all, which is also a possibility. The reason you're hearing all this from the Southern District of New York, someone's got a hate out for him. These are all things that Michael Cohen has said when Michael Cohen turned on him. And if you think that that is what is related to Paul Manafort being put in solitary confinement, they're trying to get Manafort to turn on Trump, and they're doing it in a way that I don't think anybody should be supporting. I don't think this is the way to break anybody by putting him into solitary confinement at Rikers after he's been in solitary confinement in Virginia for months and his mental state is deteriorating. This, I don't know. There's something going on with the Southern District.
He's
I wouldn't
believe
put,
whatever he comes up with would be the question.
Yeah.
At this point. Well, can we backtrack for just a second? You were just talking about something, the wildfires, and how this season looks like it's going to be another tough one for California. I noticed that the U.S. Forest Service says it's going to start working right away to treat a lot of acres of land out there, Jennifer, and elsewhere across the country to prevent the same kind of deadly wildfires that we have seen in the last 4 or 5 years. Vicki Christensen, who works with the Forest Service, says wildfires are now a year-round problem. And she says the agency is trying to prevent fires on 80 billion acres of land. Do you realize the U.S. government owned 80 billion acres? You and I as taxpayers? 80 billion acres? Way too much. I remember talking about this when Obama was buying up more land, or the country was, and I think we...
Well, if they didn't, though, then it's the development that you were talking about earlier.
Well, I suppose to a point. Yeah, how much land should the public own is the question. Anyway, back to the wildfires last year, all the damage that was caused. We all know the story of how many thousands of structures were burnt to the ground. 90 people died last year. And as Jennifer just suggested, this year has the potential to be just as dangerous.
Probably even more so, because there was so much rain this year. There was a lot of growth, and now all of that is just dead.
Drying up. Last time when I was back in California a couple of weeks ago, I remember Megan and I talking about how dry it had become all of a sudden. The time before, I was there 2 weeks before, and it was still green as could be, and now it's all dried out. And so I'll be interested to see this weekend when I'm out there what it looks like. But the dryness certainly is a problem there. Wow. That's tough stuff. One more White House item, if I may. The Trump people are targeting a guy named Lyman Ferris, who's serving a prison term for his involvement in a plot to destroy the Brooklyn Bridge. Did you hear about that? This guy...
Didn't know that was his name, but I heard that they did
Lyman
break up...
Lyman Ferris.
They broke up a terror plot a couple of days ago, I think, in New York City.
Right. Yeah. So he was a citizen, and the first thing they say they're going to do is take away his citizenship. Is that the normal? I guess I would ask, or I want to be refreshed.
Where was he born? Where is he from originally?
From someplace in the Middle East. I forget where it was. Let me see if I can find that way.
Was granted citizenship, so he's a naturalized citizen.
Right, but he belongs to Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the first, I guess, he's been here for 17 years, And I can't find where he's from. I didn't see that originally. Now, I didn't ask myself the question, which is kind of, so they went to Case Western Reserve University, and that sort of thing. So he's had the benefit of being a sort of full-fledged United States citizen. But I don't, you wonder, isn't that interesting? Here's a full-page story, and there isn't one place in here that I can find. And I wasn't curious enough to ask the question myself, Victoria. That's the right question to ask. But I don't know. He came into the U.S. in 1994, arrived in Buffalo, came through Canada, as a matter of fact. And, all that talks about it, other people in his family, et cetera, et cetera. But not one word about where the guy comes from. Pretty amazing. Yeah, well, you can probably... Is it fair, though, these days to assume that he came from the Middle East? Is that too easy? Here it is. Came from Pakistan.
Yeah, it's easy to assume, but I think anybody can be radicalized. American citizens can be radicalized. We've seen that because of the online presence of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. I mean, you can Google search and start your radicalization.
Yep. All right. How about a round of applause for Ali Stroker, who did very well in the Tony Awards? It's a very interesting story about this disabled performer, singer. Apparently, I'd never heard of her before, Victoria, but she's a lot of stuff. All of a sudden, she's all over the place on the various social media. Apparently deserves a lot of attention for her
role.
Well,
she won a Tony Award. You're burying the lead there. She won the Tony last night.
I thought I said Tony.
Congratulations are in order. But anyway, that is why everyone's talking about her today. And the fact that she was on stage and she is in a wheelchair and apparently has been since she was 2 years old. So, but the Broadway community has always been very inclusive of all sorts of differently abled people. And so it's not really surprising that she, I guess now on a national stage, people are recognizing who she is and that just because you're in a wheelchair doesn't mean you can't win a Tony Award.
There you go. Bingo. Have you tried Joint Formula 14? The company that makes this is a West Coast company called Sierra Silk. They come from the Sierra Mountains, thus Sierra Silk. Got it? If you want to feel better, if you're getting old, we all are getting older, but that doesn't mean we have to give in to our injuries, our aches, and our pains, because oftentimes these aches will sap the life right out of you. Do what I am doing and I have done, especially with my neck, which often is achy, my hands working on the farm, my back, shoulder, all of that stuff that aches. If you live a normal, active life, you're going to have aches and pains. So Sierra Sil and the formula that is exclusive to them will make you feel better in 14 days. Thus the name Sierra Sil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days or your money back. I started in, I think, about 5 days. I felt better in 5 days. So if you have them, the aches, the pains that are distracting, perhaps you'd take my advice and go to achefree.live, achefree.live. That's the exclusive place for you to get a fabulous, really a fabulous start on getting rid of aches and pains with a Formula 14 capsules. Normally $39. You can get a special deal right now using the DJV code at achefree.live, $27.99 with free shipping. Sierra Sil for your pet as well. Find out more about that at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 for you and your pet.
Hi, Grandma. Can you come over for dinner?
Sure. I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma!
If anyone ever does, I want you to say, no, I have too much respect for my family and I don't want to get in trouble.
I promise, Grandma.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Working on a night move, trying to make some front page driving news. Working on a night move, in the summertime.
Bob Seger, great Hall of Famer, delivered a bit of something special for his hometown last week, starting a 6-show run at the Energy Music Theater in suburban Detroit. Seger and his Silver Bullet Band tossed in an extra encore, the famous final scene, a rarely played track from his album in 1978, Stranger in Town. He said, quote, I wanted to do another extra song for this encore because I'm a hometowner, damn it. Seger told a sold-out crowd in the amphitheater, it seems apropos for this stop on my Roll Me Away farewell tour. And Roll Me Away, interesting name for a tour. Seger also dedicated the group's rendition of Dylan's Forever Young to Glenn Frey from the Eagles, who is a fellow Michigander, close friend, also backing vocalist on Seger's Ramblin' Gamblin' Man from 68. Remember this? Crank this up for a second. Pretty staple stuff from Seger. There's a video that goes along with this that paid tribute to other fallen musicians like Aretha, Chuck Berry, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Leonard Cohen, B.B. King, Tom Petty, Greg Allman, and Prince. The show came a day after the venue renamed its address to 33 Bob Seger Drive, commemorating what will be 33 sellouts at the venue by the time the tour ends on June 21st. Seger and the Silver Bullets will take the summer off and then resume their tour September 12th in Rapid City, South Dakota. 10 dates have been announced for the fall leg, though more are supposed to be coming along. I think there's something about his voice, something about the way his sound comes across that I've always kind of appreciated and liked. 26 after the hour on the DJB show, Victoria and Kara and Doug and you. Next up with some focus on Patsy Cline.
I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
Lifetime is going to premiere Patsy and Loretta this fall. A fictionalized account of these two ladies, Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn, their close friendship interweaving careers. The movie stars Megan Hilty, who is in The Good Wife, 9 to 5, the musical, as Patsy Cline, And then Jesse Muller from Waitress, Beautiful, the Carole King musical, as Loretta Lynn, tracing the two singers' rise up to stardom. Movie features Klein helping support Lynn when she was breaking away into the industry in what is now and was then male-dominated music. Patsy Klein is one of the closest girlfriends I ever had, Lynn said. We would have never imagined that they make a movie about this. I can't wait to watch it. Her daughter, Loretta's daughter, Patsy Lynn Russell, serves as a co-producer of the film, as well as Patsy Klein's daughter, Julie Fudge.
That Loretta named her daughter Patsy. I forgot about that.
In honor, obviously.
Yeah.
So they filmed it in Nashville, as well as in Patsy's hometown of Winchester, Virginia. Back in April, Loretta was guest of honor at an all-star Nashville show that coincided with her birthday. Performers then included Brandi Carlile, Jack White, Tanya Tucker, George Strait, Alan Jackson, Margot Price, all singing one of Lynn's classics or a handpicked song that she asked them to sing for the occasion. The evening's finale came when Loretta Lynn, who's still feeling the effects of her stroke from a couple of years ago, took the microphone for her only solo of the night, sang her song that we always hear when we think and talk about her, Coal Miner's Daughter. So the crowd was happy, and people would be happy to see this, I'm sure. 28 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California on the way to becoming the first state to open up full health benefits for thousands of illegal immigrants. It's part of a new budget deal released late yesterday. Low-income illegal immigrant adults between 19 and 25 would have access to Medi-Cal, the state's Medicaid program. It would allow 90,000 illegal immigrants to get benefits at a cost of about $100 million a year. It's to take effect in 2020. GOP Congressman Devin Nunes says he's relieved that an immigration deal's been reached with Mexico without the need for tariffs, but he says improving the laws here in the United States will also help stem the immigration crisis.
Congress has to write the laws. We can enforce the border by ourselves. We can put together a work permit program. We can take care of the kids that were brought here illegally.
Nunes speaking there to Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The hour now here on the DJV program with Doug Jen and Victoria. Jennifer has exited stage left, but Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and the Dougster are here to do our work for you. The folks in Colorado at Columbine, this is pretty interesting, Victoria. What do you think of this? They're thinking about demolishing the high school there. The superintendent of schools says it's become a macabre source of inspiration and negative motivation. Columbine, when you think about that, but why would it take them this long to figure it's been 20 years? So why now versus,
Shooting,
there was a recent shooting that sort of was inspired, it would seem, by what happened.
Yeah, the 20th. Oh, you know why Columbine. Now? Because it's the 20th anniversary. That's probably why. That's probably why they're talking about it, because there's some statistic that's out there that there have been so many, which is really horrible, but so many mass shootings or attempted mass shootings were quote unquote inspired by the Columbine shooting. And it's, I think for the vibes alone of what a negative thing that must be every day to go to that high school and know what happened in those halls, I think they should have demolished it a long time ago. I would totally be in favor for it. I guess they have to figure out how to pay for it, but but it's, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, especially with, you know, you hear so many stories about the library and what happened in the library at Columbine. And I cannot imagine what it's like to be a student there, even if you weren't there at that time.
Yeah.
There are teachers at that school. I don't know how they do it. There are teachers, like four or five teachers who were there during the actual shooting who went back and are teachers there now. But how do you get any work done? How do you study in a place like that? I think of that with Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School.
Yeah,
how do you walk down the hall and see, oh, I know my friend was shot right there?
Well, the same thing in Connecticut. Or all these places. I go more deeply into my spiritual thinking when it comes to this sort of thing and energy and what it is that, never mind, happened. That's important. But what stays there, that the energy that surrounds that kind of thinking. And that's why I said what I did, Victoria, about 20 years. It would seem to me the appropriate thing would have been to close it, change, just get away from the ground, go somewhere,
right,
and just leave. It's kind of like what happened when Flight 93 went down in that field in Pennsylvania on September 11th. They stripped everything around there, and they just left that ground to be as it is. And I think that's the thing to do in Columbine, not to build another school right next to it.
Yeah, well, yeah, but the weird thing is, I don't understand some people's fascination with this, but some of the teachers have said that it's been so problematic because people take pictures in front of the school sign.
Isn't that weird?
Random people driving by, they try to get into the school to look around.
Freak,
what is there to see? Like, what? I don't understand that fascination. I really don't.
No. Well, that's why I say move the energy away from there, all live to wherever. Get it out of there and move on. That's the big... I just don't understand. It's like Watergate. People are fascinated. They go into that building in Washington. They try to find the office and take a picture of what's on the door. What the hell does that do?
That's weird.
It is weird. People are so weird about stuff like that. What? Get a life, please.
Yeah.
Somehow or other, figure out how to get a life. The federal the Food and Drug Administration and the FTC, both federal agencies, has sent warning letters to companies that are paying social media to promote vaping products. This is pretty appropriate, and kind of wonder why it hasn't happened to this point because of all the negative things that are coming out all the time about these vaping companies. The letters are part of a youth tobacco prevention plan aimed at limiting young people's access to all tobacco products. So why don't you just not allow them to be sold and hold people around here, where I live in Massachusetts? If you get caught selling cigarettes or anything like that, it's as bad as liquor. They take your license away from you. And no messing around. And that's the way it ought to be with all of this stuff. If parents don't have that influence... children, go ahead.
I think it's important to go after these influencers on social media because these are the people who are taking pictures, making it look sexy. They've got a vape in their mouth, and they're the ones who directly have contact with these younger kids. So I think it's smart to go after the influencers. They're nothing more than just paid spokespeople, basically.
Yep.
So I think it's good that they're going after them. And these influencers, some of them, I think it was last week or the week before, we were talking about, there's a senator, it might be Blumenthal from Connecticut, actually, who's trying to go after all those detox teas that basically they just dehydrate you and you can't leave the bathroom
for
3 days.
But this is a lot more serious.
It's all about the social media influencers, though.
Yes.
Because they're the ones who are hawking this stuff as well, this detox tea and weight loss teas and all this other stuff. And it's the same audience, and they're very susceptible to it. And these influencers, they're called that for a reason. They have a lot of power. So I think it's good to go right to them.
People pay attention. As long as we're in this area, you'd be interested to know that a major opioid manufacturer is now going to have to pay up to settle federal fraud charges. NS Therapeutics going to pay $225 million to end criminal and civil investigations tied to claims that it paid doctors to prescribe fentanyl. Now, this is in the same department. Remember last week we were talking about Pfizer and all the stuff that's going on. These drug companies, man, there's something else.
Yeah.
They've made so much money. Pfizer, as you may recall, has tried to prevent the Alzheimer's drug. They didn't make this drug. It's called Enbrel to deal with Alzheimer's, but side effect or side research has shown that it could prevent Alzheimer's in 64% of people who have Alzheimer's, and they didn't want to do the research because the drug is coming out after 10 years it becomes generic, and they didn't want to help another company make money. So this is what you're dealing with. This is the kind of people you're dealing with these drug companies. It's just, and so much good has come, you know, not to take away, so much good has come from the drug companies, many of them, but it's just gotten out of hand like a lot of other things. So, I mean, we can't say that drugs haven't helped us because they have. The drugs have been a superb help in making life better for people, but this is going over, this is over the top stuff. Hot points for cleaning your teeth, getting them white, keeping them white. I have a list in front of me of all of the things that will happen to you if you use power swabs. You know what? The bottom line is, I can rip this up. I've been talking about this stuff for so long, I know it anyway. I know it cold. I use it myself. Matter of fact, where is this? Here we are, right over here. I keep them right here in the studio with me so that I can pop the little tube. I can take the swab. So Q-tube, I can put it all over my teeth. I do this every once in a while, every week or two, because I want my teeth to stay white. See some of the pictures we'll post from the Talkers Convention last Friday on my smiles. There they are, Victoria, all those smiling teeth right there. You can do it as easily and as quickly and as well as that. It is not anything that is not sensitive. It doesn't make your gums feel weird at all. Your teeth... in the course of this conversation, if I were in front of a mirror, I could smile and I'd see the difference. Every time you use it, it makes your teeth two shades whiter. Keep on it, and your teeth go back to what they look like when you were a young child. A great white smile, very important, so let's get on it now. This offer not available online, not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797 or order your power swabs right now. Get that white teeth effect. Get the green, get the smile, get the girl, if that's what you're all about. 800-208-1797. You get power swabs with that deal at half the retail price. Mention DJV when you call 800-208-1797 for the whitest teeth around using power swabs.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Offer cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour here on the DJV program. Have you had your Ancestry DNA checked out? Have you joined lots of people? Have you used Ancestry.com to find out what the story is? The story behind the story of you and your family, where you come from, your family tree. Well, it's Father's Day week, and so we invited Bruce Feiler, who is actually an author of a couple of different books that kind of come right down the track, The Secret of Happy Families. Now that's really, do you think that using the Ancestry DNA test would help you to understand better your family and thus add to the quotient of happy families? What do you think of that supposition, Bruce?
Good morning. Nice to be with you. So I've spent 15 years looking at this question of happy families, and high-functioning families have three things in common, actually. So the first is that they adapt all the time. The third is that they go out and play, which sounds easy, but we often don't make time to do it. But the second thing that happy families have in common is that they talk a lot, and that means they talk about what it means to be part of a family. And your family history is absolutely central to this. There's incredible research out from two researchers at Emory University that children who know more about their family history have a greater confidence that they can tackle the challenges they face in their lives. It's the number one predictor of a child's emotional well-being. So, yes, I think family history has been shown to be incredibly valuable. And what you have with the Internet, what Ancestry, you mentioned Ancestry, and I've, as you said, I've gone into partnership with them because they have two different tools that you can use. The family tree that you mentioned, 100 million family trees have been built around the world. Like, this is something people are doing literally unimaginable 10 years ago. And now you can also get a DNA kit, which they put on sale for the record for Father's Day at $59. But then you can see actually how your family migrates from place to place. So it brings a visual element to the normal stories that you're telling around the dinner table. It makes them come alive and gives you a sort of a keepsake that's incredibly valuable.
So what have you found out about you? What has Bruce Feiler found out about him and his family? What this tool has done about the genealogy and understanding where you come from?
Well, what I understand, my generation, five generations, I grew up in the South, actually, five generations that came from Central Europe. But the number one thing I've learned from this process is that you don't just want to tell positive family stories. We all have those. But you want to also tell difficult family stories, right?
Who's been in jail in your family?
Exactly, right. And you know, I have families who fought on both sides of the Civil War, you know,
right.
for example. And so I think that the advantage of that is that if you know, as parents, we want to protect our children, only tell them the positive stories, but you actually want to tell the positive and negative so that you arm them to go into their day. Because you know what? Difficult things are going to happen to them. And when you say it happened to us, and again, like I'm a storyteller, right? So I like words, but I'm also an incredibly visual person. And there's something about putting a family tree in front of us. Here is a birth certificate from somebody 150 years ago, right? Here is where in Germany your great grandfather was, and Russia where your mother, you know, from your maternal line, the other family. And when you start seeing that, like kids today, they're growing up with the Internet, right? They're growing up with visual storytelling elements, and that's the thing I love about it. It's like I'm a word guy, but I'm also a picture guy. But kids tend to be, you know, visual people. And so you bring those two things together, suddenly it's incredibly real. And, of course, you know, what do dads want for Father's Day? They want to be the center of attention, right? So let them tell their jokes and let them tell their stories.
Well, I think that there's a lot here. Sometimes it's troubling to figure it out, but it's also the answer to a lot of questions. My sister did it for all of us in our family using Ancestry.com. A couple of years ago, you find out stuff you don't know. And sometimes maybe it's comfortable, sometimes maybe it's uncomfortable, but it's great for bringing families together, I think, in the main. Don't you think? That's why it's great for Father's Day.
They have 20 billion records from 80 countries all gathered together. As I said, 100 million family trees. Two tools Ancestry has. First of all, there's the family tree that you mentioned, and now this DNA kit. These are new tools, unimaginable, therefore it's a fresh gift. It's not the same old gift. And they've actually put the DNA kit on sale, 40% off through June 17th. You can get it for $59, not $99. And so the point you said, yes. What did you say? You said, my sister did it. That means she told you. That means you have a conversation. You know, that's why these things tend to sell at Mother's Day and Father's Day and the holidays, right? It's because it brings families together. So join the conversation. It'll bring people closer together.
Great advice. Get info at Ancestry.com. Bruce Feiler here on the DJV Show, 10 before the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
About this movie, fabulous movie, the Elton John story, Rocket Man. Chuck Curry has seen it. Victoria Keelan has seen it. I have not seen it. Kara, have you seen it yet?
I haven't yet. I want to go so bad.
Everybody
I
want to
see it a second time.
It.
I loved it.
Yeah. All right, so Chuck, you went to see it. What was your thought when you immediately upon leaving the theater, you were thinking what?
I loved it, actually. You know, it's interesting because the movie hooked me literally in the first minute of its running time. It uses a terrific plot device where you see Elton John go into an AA meeting and they ask him a question, and then he sort of flashbacks into his life as a child. And
the real Elton John is in the first frame?
No, he's not. The character of, you know, obviously Elton John. But I got to tell you, you know, I've been doing this show. How long have I been doing this show? Like 26 years, right?
26, 27 years, yep.
Yeah, and this actor, Taron Egerton, who was in the movie The Kingsman, I don't want to overblow it, but, I want to put it in perspective. This is one of the best performances I've ever seen by a talent. I mean, he's just simply awesome in this movie, and his facial tics, the way he captures Elton John, I thought it was simply fantastic. And the one thing I give this movie a 9 out of 10. I thought it uses 20 Elton John songs. It was a compelling story. I was completely involved in this. And the director, a guy named Dexter Fletcher, who took over Bohemian Rhapsody when Bryan Singer got fired off that film, he has a knack for this type of genre of material. And I think he did a fantastic job. And the one thing I got out of this after looking at the box office totals, because this movie dropped off 45% week to week, and a lot of people in the industry are writing articles about how the studio, which was Paramount, should have caught a PG-13 rating. Now, the movie's rated R, and a lot of people I've read are calling it a hard R movie. I don't see that at all. I think they could, if they wanted to, they probably could have cut about 3 minutes and got a PG-13 rating. I didn't see a hard R at all. It is R, but it's not Todd R. material. I didn't think so.
No, I didn't either.
I mean, you'll probably scold me for saying this, but my wife and 13-year-old daughter went last week, and my daughter loved it, and I had no problem in reflection having a watch this stuff.
Well, I think maybe if they in this circumstance, you wonder sometimes whether the movie, I get they want to have an R version, but recut it so you have two versions. What would be the problem with that?
I mean, you know, it's interesting you say that, because just off the top of my head, in 1977, when Saturday night...
All right, hold on, Chuck, we got to reconnect you. This is a bad connection. Hold on a second, and Carrie's going to reconnect you. In the meantime, just a couple of notes here, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Gwyneth Paltrow was interviewed, and somehow or other... she forgot she was in a movie. It was a quick question about Spider-Man.
It's a funny video. She's doing a cooking video with Jon Favreau, who is the director of all of the Iron Man movies. And so they had a crossover in the new Spider-Man universe, and she forgot. Because I think they film all of these things at the same time. So yep. She has, like, one scene, I think, in the Spider-Man movie. And it's very funny because he said, oh, remember when we were doing Spider-Man? She said, no, I was in Iron Man. He goes, yeah, I know, I directed it, but we were also in Spider-Man together, and it was very funny because she just had a total moment where she blanked and forgot that she was ever in the movie. It's a very small role, or it's like one scene, but it was a funny moment. It looked like she was having a senior moment, even though she's only like in her 40s.
All right, so Chucker, let's go back to Rocket Man. You said it fell off 40. What's the top five list look like this week?
Secret Life of Pets 2, number 1, 47 million. That is below expectations. Dark Phoenix, the latest entry in the X-Men franchise. This movie is going to lose a lot of money, a $33 million opening on a $200 million budget. Disney's Aladdin, live-action version with Will Smith, actually performing very well, $24.5 million, $232 million here in the States, well over $500 million worldwide. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, this is a massive disaster for Warner Brothers.
Well,
67% weak.
Enough. How many Godzilla movies can you do, for God's sake? Let's go back to Will.
They're going to do Godzilla versus King Kong.
Stupid. What morons. All right, let's go back to the Will Smith. Can you come up with a sequel to that? It's doing so well, or is that the story is the story and that's it?
Probably that's it, a one and done. Although, who knows? I mean, if it does enough business, they'll get some screenwriter to do it. Yeah. And then Rocketman, round out the top five.
Number one, yeah. All right, Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger got married over the weekend. You excited about that?
I know that.
Yes.
I can't say I'm excited, but I guess that's good news for both of them.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, the connection of the family. She's a good deal younger. But then the old business, Chopra, said when she married Jonas, everybody, it's turned around because she's older and he's younger. Nobody would think a thing about.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.